Ystrwganlau Slavery opened in April 1987, alongside the closure of four smaller branch libraries in Abercrave, Colburn, Cumtuch and Ystrwganlau Welfare Halls. The staff of the branches all transferred to the new library on Temperance Lane alongside a new branch librarian. The new library consisted of a large open plan lending library, an exhibition meeting room and a teacher's resource centre. The new building was a big success and the exhibition space was booked up for months in advance, having had such successful artists as Nick Holly and Nigel Williams displaying their paintings at one time or another. The Teacher Resource Centre was used regularly, as the primary schools at the time did not have the resources of photocopiers, which we in the library could provide for them. The local primary head teachers also met on a monthly basis at the library. The library was supported many guest speakers, including the international author Iris Gower, who had a very large turnout of appreciative borrowers who listened to her many stories. A mobile library was also based at the Ystrwganlau Library to cover the outlying villages that were more than 2 miles from the new branch library and had been affected by the closure of the smaller libraries in the outlying areas. The library had lots going on at the time. We had a very large children's library with numerous activities. Some of these activities attracting up to 30 children back in the 90s. One I remember very well was a beach party that we held where we had 30 children turning up in their beach gear and bringing with them surf boats, buckets and spades and blow-up lilos. We used to have some fantastic times. The building has been co-inhabited by various other Powys departments over the last 30 years. We were not on our own for long before it was realised that we were in the centre of Ystrwganlau and could be used by a lot of other departments within Powys. We shared with the local area education office in the 90s, which consisted of an admin assistant and the local education welfare officer, whose job it was to go around Ystrwganlau to wind up some of the children who weren't in school and shouldn't have been. Then they decided to close the area education office and move it back to Brecon, and we then shared with our property with Powys Training. They came and set up a number of computers a lot within the library service and offered computer training programs to people who were looking to retrain or were unemployed and were hoping to learn new skills. Around this time as well, we also started to provide computers for the general public, and that became a big draw into the library as well. When Powys Training moved in to share the property with us, the overhang at the front entrance of the library was bricked in, and it created an extra toilet for the number of people that were now using the building. In 2008, the library relocated to the lesser hall at the local Miners Welfare Hall just across the road, while the building was refurbished to accommodate Powys Customer Service Centre and the Registrar of Births, Marriages and Deaths. The Teachers Resource Centre has now become a meeting room, which also becomes a wedding room as and when it is needed. We have seen many small weddings taking place there over the last years, as well as citizenship ceremonies where new immigrants to the UK swear allegiance to the Queen and country. Customer service provided a place for people to pay and check on council tax, blue badges and bus passes. Gradually, the customer service work was taken over by the library staff and the customer service moved out, leaving the registrar. Today, the library is a busy and vibrant place with many activities and events being carried out alongside the traditional library work. The garden of the library has been transformed into a well-being garden, and the library has become more of a community hub over the last years, along with many well-being activities taking part. The role of the traditional library is still there. We still have the people who come in, have a chat, choose their books, and then leave, come back in a few weeks' time and choose some more books. But more importantly, the library has changed and is still changing. The dramatic changes we've seen over the last 30 years since the building was opened have been quite vast and have really changed the way that the library is seen now by the public. We're not just only a depository for books, but it's where people come to renew their bus pass, to renew their blue badge, to join in with various groups and activities that we organise, including adult colouring, coffee mornings, cuppa with a copper, meet your local councillor, and various other items. The Ystradgynnes Library has been an important part of the district for many years now, and I firmly believe that it will be there for many years to come.